Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Friday. Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What's in the bag? A shark or something?
That's how we're going to start already.
That's
on
how you celebrate a Friday.
Yep,
right there.
Yep, yep. Woo-hoo! Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we are on Aaron Judge Watch. We'll get to that coming up in a second. But
I'm watching it on my Apple TV, let me tell you.
We get to Apple TV, but, buddy, I got to tell you, I'm more than a little bit nervous about Syracuse here in the fourth quarter.
As you
I'm more than Virginia has been laying NFL hits on Syracuse for the last 2.5 quarters, and they're turning the football over. I'm feeling the hits through my television. They are just getting absolutely physically manhandled, and I'm having dreams of 4-0, 5-0, 6-0, and like seeing Syracuse be featured like on a Saturday where ABC says, hey, and next week our game of the week is Syracuse and Clemson, and I'm like, yeah, oh my God, oh, not that we're going to win that game, but oh my God, we're on national promos now. We're on national commercials. That would be a great thing. And now here we are. Now we're holding on by the skin of our teeth against Virginia.
Virginia getting 9.5 or 10, depending on where you got it with your man, or woman, whoever's running the book.
Anybody can be a bookmaker. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, it was the old vernacular. I will crush your man. Don't you remember all the tout shows? Hell, you can probably still find someone running that line.
Do they still have – all right, now tell me this. Do they still have gambling shows on the weekends? Like early – I remember when I used to do weekends, early in the morning, like those two-hour taped shows where it's just a guy saying, call my phone number for free
they,
picks.
They dance around stuff for about 4 or 5 minutes. I have the number. This line is off by 3 touchdowns, and if you call now on the recorded line, I'm going to give it to you. No, that's exactly it. Those are still in existence. They're but we've got live and in living color.
With all the gambling shows that we have now, we have gambling shows on everywhere, right? I mean, straight
Countdown
out of Vegas.
Countdown to kickoff tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock, yeah.
You know, I can't believe that there's people that can actually do that and say, yeah, I have my pick, but you have to call me. No, how about you tell me? No, you have to call me. No, how about you tell me? This is not 1996. Let me know now. No, can't do it.
Well, no, the tout game is still very much alive because, I mean, they sell a service, right? So, you know, you call into the line, maybe you get the right side, maybe you get the wrong side. Either way, you're going to be intrigued enough, maybe by what you heard, what you saw, etc. And then you buy the, hey, I will give you 7 picks, you know, this month for X dollars. 10 picks for this. More information and stats. Whatever. I mean, yes, you can get them other places, but just because there's been an evolution in that marketplace, Jason, it doesn't eliminate it, right? Marijuana is legal in a lot of places, and even where marijuana is legal, you can't tell me there aren't still guys meeting in the back alley or doing a handshake, you know, at the local fast food restaurant to get what they need for the night. So it doesn't eliminate it. It changes the game, but it doesn't eliminate.
Dude, there was people smoking at the field. My daughter's practice was on yesterday. I'm like,
yes.
Really? You guys are at a field? There's a bunch of kids. And all I could think back is to the John Madden line from The Replacements with Reese Fons. I think the guy's smoking on the field. I mean, I'm like, really? You have to what's going on here, man?
It's funny. I was getting in the car yesterday to head up to the studio. And these two kids were walking down pretty major thoroughfare, right? The street where the house is. And they ducked into the little driveway there where all the garages are. And you could tell they were sparking up. And I just rolled down my window and I just yelled, beat it. And, like, they got scared and started sprinting. It's like, all right, I wasn't quite expecting that. But clearly they know, hey, Big Brother's watching. All I yelled was, beat it.
Yeah. Hey, Harmon's nickname is the Narc.
Narc is coming. Look, do what you're going to do. Just don't do it by my place of residence.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, you brought up tonight's game and the Aaron Judge pursuit of 61 being on Apple TV and Apple TV Plus. Right now, the Yankees lead the Red Sox 5-4, top of the ninth inning. Yankees trying to hold on. Aaron Judge 1-for-4. He is hitting .315 on the season. Many people are upset that tonight was because this is exclusive rights that Apple has to Friday Night Baseball, right? These are where am I going to see it? No, this is where you have to see it. But what if I don't have it? You can't see it. No, but seriously, but what if I don't have it? No, you can't see it.
You can download the app and watch it for free. They've been giving it away for free all season.
Right, but what if I don't have it? No, you have to. But what if I don't want to get it? Well, then you can't watch the game. All right, but how do I watch a game if I don't get it? There's still people who think that. No. What's the way I really get to see it? Right? Okay, you tell me I got to get out, but if I really don't want to do it, how do I do it? So there's a lot of people who are upset. And look, this is a case where the technology and where we are in 2022 might be a little bit ahead of audience consumption. All right, like I was thinking about this today because I know, you know, it's been a big deal. Like I'm like, why is Apple trending all day on Twitter and people are upset? I went to get gas today at Costco, and Pam and I get gas, and gas is now like $5.14 a gallon. And
yeah,
just
it
2 days
back
ago,
up again. Yep.
Yeah, 2 days ago it was like $4.89. And the person behind me is going, oh, my God, you know, this inflation. Well, when inflation gets fixed. And I looked at her, and I didn't say anything because I didn't know the person. But I said to Pam, I said, you know, gas is going to be just under $5 a gallon for us. And it's just going to be just under across the country. It's never coming back down. It'll come back down a little bit. But one thing that we have shown is that for certain products, we will take a lot of crap and still have to need that. And gasoline is one of those things, right?
It's a basic inelastic demand.
You need it now,
situation.
Right? This is why we're going to have what? It's going to be all electric cars by 2035, right? That's supposed to be the thing.
Which is 90% of it is on an electric grid, though. Or I should say is fuel-based to make it work. Isn't that the case?
Right.
If I've done my due diligence. So even though you're trying to convert here, you still have to convert the back end. But, you know, that's a much bigger thing for people a lot smarter than me.
Yeah. So with that happening, you understand, okay, that's the way we're going to be headed eventually. But now it's, okay, gas prices will come back down a little bit. But the companies, they all know, okay, yeah, the United States, the world didn't say, no, we're not going to buy your expensive gasoline. We're going to have a boycott. We're going to have a day where nobody buys gas. And then you'll lower those bleeping prices for us because we need to get gasoline. No, we've shown that we will take anything because when it comes to gasoline, because we need it. So it'll come back down a little bit just to make sure that there's not the overarching outcry for, oh, look at how expensive gas is. Now let's do something about it. So it'll come back down a little bit, but it's going to be up $2 higher or more a gallon than it was a few months ago. And that's not coming back, right? That's not coming back. All how expensive your menu items are across the board. Restaurants now are so incredibly expensive. Those prices aren't coming back down more than a couple of dollars. An entree that was just $13.99, that's $21.99. Oh, that may come back down to $19.99, but it's still going to be $6 more than it was for the rest of your life. Because that's how it goes. Once prices go up and people make money off it, they don't bring it back down. So I'm thinking about what we would be able to, you know, what we take as a society. Certain things, like no matter what the price is, we're going to wind up doing it. And then I get to the Apple TV and I think about baseball. I think about sports and the streaming services. And right now, the reach of streaming exceeds the grasp of the fan by a little bit. And it's going to be some company learning a really expensive lesson with sports rights that's just going to crater, right? Because right now, the Apple TV, the baseball thing, look, every Friday night, Apple TV trends, it's one of two things. Why can't I see the game? And boy, these people on Apple TV are terrible, right? Those are the two things that trend
that is true.
Every single week. So when you look at the other rights, you know the NBA is going to try to follow this model and the NFL will try to follow this model full time. And there's going to be all kinds of companies that are saying, here, take our money. We want the exclusive rights to this. You know, Amazon now has the exclusive rights on Thursday nights for NFL. And we're a little bit too far away from that. The next sport and company and corporation that makes one of those big splashes is going to wind up really suffering because there's going to be a cratering out, because there's already a cratering out of streaming services. There's too many, and they're too spread out with what they have. People aren't going to say, well, I'm going to keep Apple, and I'm going to keep Hulu, and I'm going to keep Netflix, and I'm going to keep Amazon. I'm going to keep HBO Max. I mean, you're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 streaming services that are supposed to be must-haves. And that's a lot of money, and people aren't going to do it. And there's going to be a musical chairs thing where a sport is going to sell rights to a streaming service for a lot of money for something, and that's going to wind up going belly up. Just because that's the way it is, because the market is too saturated right now with streaming. And so far, we've been pushing the envelope, and it's been okay so far with football. Hey, Amazon Prime, look, the ratings were just fine. Okay. But people are going to get greedier, and sports are going to get greedier, and one of these big agreements is going to come, and boy, that sport's going to fall on its face because something like that's going to happen with that streaming service.
Well, I think part of it is, you know, best in brand and breed as you make these deals, because they're not going into business with any upstarts, right? These are long established companies that have built these relationships. And while they are strategic in nature for growth and attracting more eyeballs, as you say, the streaming services as a whole, there's so many that are just so much an afterthought. It's like they got that one show, right? Yeah, no, I don't care. It's one show. I'm not subscribing to that. And then what do you know? It's suddenly there's a deal brokered where you can find it on another service so they can at least recoup some of the production money. But when it comes to Apple, when it comes to Amazon, you're talking about these behemoths that it's such a small part of their overall business. It won't cause an issue. And I don't think any of these leagues are going to do that and get in with a smaller, you know, would-be new entry to this marketplace. Because you want the built-in eyeballs. That's part of the attractive side of Amazon. You know, we can joke about it all we want. There are 147 million households estimated that have an Amazon Prime subscription. Now, getting it into bars and doing all those deals, there was something where there's 600,000-plus locations. So you can find it. It's not going to be very hard. But it's those deals, that those secondary parts of making sure that it's in public places that they need to, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's. In the houses, how many people have an Apple product or four under the roof? So they'll be just fine. And in terms of people complaining about this one, you know what? Follow it on the internet. Get over it. They paid for the exclusivity, and I love the fact that they played keep away. Good for them.
There will be no history for Aaron Judge tonight on Apple TV. The Yankees and the Red Sox. Game just closes. Yankees get out of a big jam in the ninth inning. They win it by the final of 5-4. So Aaron Judge, 1-for-4. He is hitting .315. Xander Bogaerts did not play tonight for the Boston Red Sox. So Aaron Judge still right there in his pursuit for 62 home runs and the American League Triple Crown.
He took that common Friday night off.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I don't want to play. This game's on Apple TV. No one's going to even see it. Why am I even playing? People got to see me, man. People got to see the kid. So I'm going to take Friday night off. It's an Apple TV game. You guys good with
Xander
that?
Xander Bogaerts is calling himself the kid now. We all win.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate football. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Go Virginia!
Hey, I want you to know that this song was not chosen in response to that bullet thrown to the end zone to tie the game between Virginia and Syracuse.
Yeah, now they're going to take the lead. Virginia feels inevitable. This whole second half.
Oh, no, that run that inevitable. Dude made where he cut back to the right off tackle and just rumbled down to the 5-yard line. I mean, that was something special.
Yeah, they feel inevitable. They've been knocking Syracuse around with NFL hits, and they've been exhausting the defense. This has been a tough watch, man. It has been a tough watch. And like I said, it's like they're Thanos. They feel inevitable in this game. Syracuse had a lot of chances, kicked too many field goals. Like I said, I hate football. But that's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Maybe I'll love it again. Maybe I'll love it again in like a minute and a half. Who knows?
Armstrong with the big play. But, I mean, the reason he played Eddie Murphy, get this, release 37 years ago today.
And I bought the album. I bought Party All the Time. I bought Eddie Murphy's album. I bought Bruce Willis's solo album. Are you kidding? Of course I did. Child of the 80s, you had to have those.
Well, it was Bruno, right?
Yeah, The Return of Bruno.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had Eddie Murphy Party All the Time. I had it as a record.
Did you buy all the novelty hits? Did you have the William Shatner albums, too?
Oh, I don't know. I think that was as far as I went, was Eddie Murphy and Bruce Willis with novelty hits and novelty albums.
Okay.
I mean, Bruce Willis was my guy. I mean, I'm like, oh, my God. Moonlighting was my favorite show. Oh, he's got an album? Yes, of course I'll buy it. How much do you need? It's $14 here. Take my money. I'll buy that album. Listen to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I normally tuned in to hear Al Jarreau get after it, and then it was a crapshoot as to whether I stayed around.
Some walk by light. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could sing like Al Jarreau. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, before we get into the NFL, let me just say this. A big story on a Friday night. James Earl Jones was trending.
Yeah.
Everybody was nervous. But it turns out he is retiring as the voice of Darth Vader. He will no longer voice Darth Vader. I'm sure they've had him read the phone book. They can manipulate his voice. As you just saw for Kenobi, it sounded just like it was in the original. It was awesome. But he's retiring from voicing Darth Vader.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be plenty of examples, outtakes, like you said, random reading of the dictionary. The man is 91 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that.
There he goes. James Earl
Jones. That's a hell of a run right there.
And
it's still going, right?
Still going. He's just retired. He's just retired as Darth Vader.
Veris Militude.
there's got to be somebody that sounds enough like James Earl Jones, right? Like, couldn't you do like a nationwide search for like to be on TV, finding the new Darth Vader? Like, couldn't you? Wouldn't that be a TV show you would watch if we searched across the globe and had people try out with really deep, crazy voices, and you found the new Darth Vader? Wasn't there somebody that sounds enough like James Earl Jones?
No, I got to believe that that's absolutely the case. I mean, I just found out about something Disney did that I never knew.
Okay, I'll bite. What is it?
Coming out of The Lion King, the classic song Be Prepared is, for the most part, Jeremy Irons.
Mm-hmm.
But there was an issue where they needed a pickup so that Jim Cummings, the voice of Winnie the Pooh, amongst many other characters, actually picks up. And if you go back and listen to it, knowing that, you can hear a change in the tone and tenor of the voice, albeit slight.
Really? Does he?
But
say,
I never knew that.
Does he say, "Oh, Piglet"? Is that how you can tell?
It didn't quite go that far. But just a great example of you found a guy that sounded enough like him that, in the context of, "Hey, I'm in the throes of this movie," nobody caught it.
So be prepared for your chance at some honey. Be prepared where the woozle wasn't.
I don't know. Maybe, and then he yells, "Damn, Tigger!"
Tiggers are wonderful things. Their tops are made out of rubber. Their bottoms are made out of spring.
Although, you know what I would like to do is I'd like to get a group of us to go see that horror film of Winnie the Pooh. That's
I don't know, man. People killing people dressed up as Winnie the Pooh characters? That's going to be, I don't know. You've seen worse. Yeah, I have, but I also don't have to see this. I've seen worse, yes, but I don't have to go see this. People killing people dressed as Winnie the Pooh characters.
But it's called Blood and Honey.
I'm good. Yeah, I know, but I'm going to suddenly think, oh, is Kanga really that bad? Like, do I have to watch out for Piglet now? Am I going to have bad dreams about Eeyore? Although Eeyore would move too slow to kill anybody, I think. He'd just move really, really slow and really, really
slow. Well, but he'd be like a classic Halloween villain.
Yeah,
no?
I don't know, man. You think classic?
Well, but I mean, didn't those guys used to move pretty slowly? I mean, think about zombies. They moved slow for a long time, and all of a sudden you had World War Z,
but
all of a sudden they're flying around.
Yeah, but these guys, Michael Myers and Jason, they always had the desire to kill somebody. Eeyore just never had the desire. Yup, no, it's not going to.
You don't know that. He might have been on something to slow him down.
No, Eeyore couldn't even move. He was like, I'm just going to stand right here. No, at least those guys all move. They move slow and deliberate. Like, I don't need to move fast.
Maybe it's a long rope-a-dope.
I don't,
and that's part of the origin story in our horror film.
And suddenly, Eeyore's going to be lightning fast.
It's a slow play.
Be so fast.
Yes, and that's how he gets away with it for so many years. Is that in his active social life, he's seen as sluggish, lethargic, and nonplussed by everything around him. When actually, he's highly motivated, highly skilled, and quick as a fox.
Is that Usain Bolt dressed as Eeyore killing people? He's so fast, he gets to me. There's nowhere I can run. It's just right on top of me. It's a different kind of horror movie. Different kind of horror movie.
We just added something to to the genre.
I put in Usain Bolt as Eeyore and flipped that script on its head.
No,
I'm
that's
feeling
great.
Weird tonight on a Friday night.
Your team is going to lose.
Yeah, we'll see.
Plenty of time. Come on.
Big NFL weekend, big college football weekend. One of the big NFL games that is gaining a lot of attention, Baltimore and New England, right? With Lamar Jackson's performance so far, New England, how good are they? Are they still going to be a team we're scared of? Are they still going to be a team that can win games? Are they not going to be a team that can win games? This is not really about this game as much as it is about get ready for a real big hot take and something that's coming soon. This week, Bill Belichick went out of his way to talk about Lamar Jackson. Like, he never says anything about anybody, right? Usually when he talks about somebody else, he gives praise and that's it.
But he does a lot of praising for opposing special teams players.
Remember the six minutes
he gave Johnny Hecker all those years ago?
Yeah. He's still talking about Johnny Hecker now, as a matter of fact. He's still talking about it. Yeah. Special teams guys and guys like long snappers and punters. Yeah, those guys he will absolutely give a lot to. But guys like Lamar Jackson, Lamar's a great player. We just have to hope to stop him. And that's it. And that's all you get from him. Yeah, Lamar, he's a terrific quarterback, and we just have to find a way to contain him. But he talked very specifically about how great a player he is, former MVP, and he said his next contract will tell us how good he is. And that's really weird for Belichick to talk about another player and, hey, this guy's contract coming up. Not that this is tampering. It's not like, hey, Bishotti, if you don't want to give him money, we'll just give him whatever over here. Just send him up over this way. No, it's not quite about that. But you can tell that this is a different Belichick and what we're going to see next year. Because here's where I hit you with a hot take. Right, this year we know, and the last 2 years, Belichick is trying to win and win the war with Tom Brady, right? Oh, no. Where I'm more responsible for the Patriots dynasty than Tom Brady's. I'm trying to win a very specific way. I want to win with a nobody at quarterback and no weapons anywhere. I want to get by with a bunch of Jags, and I want to win that way, and I want to win with a really good defense, right?
Here's the problem is I knew your M. Night Shyamalan twist was coming as you introduced it.
I want
just
to
as you got into it, I'm like, oh, here it comes. Where's Brady's face in this?
I want to win with a whole bunch of Jags, right? I want to show you that I'm the person that's responsible for this dynasty, not Tom Brady, right? So that's what Belichick's been trying to do. But as he is seeing, that's not working, right? Because the Patriots, they were just barely good enough last year, and you can tell they're already not going to be good enough this year. Mac Jones is not going to be good enough. These pedestrian weapons are not going to be good enough. And the general consensus has been, well, this is going to be it. You hear a lot of people in the media, a lot of experts say, this is going to be it for Belichick. Like, this is his last year. They're going to have a bad year. He's going to retire. Anybody who says that does not know Bill Belichick at all. If he retires, he loses the war. Look what happened after Brady left. He did a couple of years and he walked out. That's not happening. What will happen after this year is Belichick tried it his way, but he's smart. He's not going to keep banging his head against the wall going, I'll make it work with Mac Jones. I'll make it work. No. What's going to happen after this year, if this doesn't work, is they are going to go big game hunting, and they will get a huge quarterback next year in the offseason. It could be Lamar Jackson if the Ravens don't want to pay Lamar Jackson any money. It could wind up being Kyler Murray if this year doesn't go well with Kyler and the Cardinals, and suddenly the Cardinals are upset with Murray, and they want out, and Murray wants out, and suddenly a trade happens. This is how it happens now in the NFL. Guys you think are going to be quarterbacks or teams for years, the next offseason they wind up getting traded. Guys like Russell Wilson gone to another team. They will go big game hunting for a big game quarterback. It's going to be a dual threat quarterback because that's what Belichick wants. It's why he went after Cam Newton last year and thought, hey, Cam could do it for us here. And he did it for a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, but Cam Newton was done. So that's what he's going to do. And you're going to see there's a bunch of teams that maybe after this year we're looking to move on. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow Belichick calls and Jerry Jones is upset about paying Dak Prescott money. Hey, Cooper Rush could win the job. Hey, we'll take Dak. He's going to go get a big-time star quarterback next year and say, okay, I tried it my way. It didn't happen. Now Tom Brady. Now I'm going to win with a big quarterback, and this is how I'm going to try to close the gap and try to win that war. It's not retiring after this year for Belichick. It's going to be a big-time change, and it's going to be, let's go get a superstar quarterback. We'll trade the draft picks, whatever we need, and we're going to go get our guy. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think there's the opportunity for that to occur. I mean, you look in the draft, and it's a different set of skills than you have with Mac Jones, went with the more traditional guy. And I'm not throwing Mac Jones away. I just, if we're going to go down the road of the logic that you're pushing forth, then sure, the evolution of the quarterback position, that maybe you zag when you've been running in one lane the entire time and just say, all right, if we bring this element in and a guy who's not as beat up and down the line in his career as Cam Newton was, and he was still good at parts and just consistently, and being able to stay on the field, not there. Consistently being able to make plays downfield. Now, part of that is also you haven't exactly been running around with a bunch of world beaters in the receiving core. So you've got that working for you as well. So part of it is a reevaluation of how you're spending your cap money, and then looking at your offense and saying, how do we compete? Particularly if Miami continues to roll, right? If they're able to really push, then maybe it's not so much that you need to change how you look at the quarterback position, but you sure as hell need to go away from the idea that you're ever going to find a guy in the draft. Because we've got such a long history on Belichick with that. what, outside of Rob Gronkowski and one or two outliers from the tight end and wide receiver position, it just hasn't worked this entire time. But I do like that you want to keep reigniting that feud, that it burns bright in your fantasy land. It always warms the heart. And maybe it'll warm Tony Gonzalez, who evidently was cold when it was 63 degrees yesterday in Cleveland. It warms my heart that you still think that all these two is think about each other.
Of course they do.
I mean, why would we have had that story Tom Brady's obsession with Bill Belichick is what's causing the problems at home and with the Buccaneers.
Yes, you know I got to beat Bill, Giselle. I'm sorry I'm late, but you know it's Bill. Tom Brady's already won that part of it because he's gone on. He's won a Super Bowl, been to the playoffs twice, was in a couple of minutes from maybe going back to the Super Bowl again. So Brady's in the big lead right now. He's like home, and he's in the driver's seat in the clubhouse. He's all good. This is about Belichick trying to close the gap. All right, this is him trying, how do I get back at this? Because he doesn't want to walk away from the game, and his legacy is, boy, he was a great coach, but it was really Brady. I mean, it was Brady who wound up doing this, because look what happened after Brady left. Patriots just went, no, he doesn't want that to happen. So this onus is on him. It's not on Tom Brady.
Yeah, again, I don't think he's obsessed with that as you do, but I do like that it really lights a fire under you and at least for the moment is distracting you from the game at hand.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside the Syracuse Orange undefeated post-game wrap-up show. I'm your host, Jason Smith. Alongside me, Mike Harmon. We'll wrap up this Syracuse win over Virginia as they stay undefeated and preview Northwestern's game this weekend. Hi.
Northwestern against Miami, Ohio.
I'll tell you, you know who would watch and listen to that show? So many communications people. Everybody who's in college and wants to do TV or radio. Who wants to do radio? People who want to do TV and you know, outside of school. Oh, yeah. They'll all be in on it now. But now the guy from Syracuse, guy from Northwestern. Oh, think of the communications on this. This is going to be fantastic. What a great show.
They've been in the business a long time. There's brilliance here. The sponsors will come running from miles around. We'll have a Chicago sandwich and pizza place. And maybe a PBR or two along the way.
You had me when you said sandwich. I mean,
you can meet us down at Portillo's tomorrow.
Sandwich.
Go get a nice beef sandwich.
Mike and I do this every week. We give you our college football and NFL upset specials of the week. For college football, it's always a top 25 game. And I'll kick things off, Mike, because I see a big upset coming tomorrow. Not only that, I see a changing of the guard moment coming in college football tomorrow.
I like the sound of that.
I'm going to take Wake Forest on the field against Clemson. I mean, I'm not going to say no to the 8 points, but I'm going to take Wake Forest on the field. Look, their offense is good. I've watched Wake the last few years. They have been a pretty consistently good team. Sam Hartman's a good quarterback. They were great last year. Their offense is rolling now. Wake Forest is always scary. Clemson's look kind of meh so far against inferior competition. DJ Uiagalelei has not been dynamic. It's been stop and go. Right. And so do I have the confidence that Clemson is the Clemson? No, we're still on the hangover of what they were with Lawrence and Deshaun Watson. But I'm going to give you a big thing tomorrow because tomorrow is week four, and they have a big time quarterback in Cade Klubnik who is ready to come in at some point. And if you are Dabo Swinney, you have to think, all right, this is the game where if you play after this game, you can't transfer and not lose a year of eligibility. This is that big game. This is that game where if I'm not playing, maybe I'm transferring after this game. Maybe a little bit of a little J.J. McCarthy and Cade McNamara type situation going on in Michigan where, hey, Jim Harbaugh had to decide to play one over the other. I got to go with J.J. McCarthy because he's the five-star guy. I don't want him to leave. But this is going to be a big game tomorrow, and it's going to be a game where Clemson struggles offensively, and Klubnik's going to come in. He's going to play well, and he's going to be the quarterback. They got to ride with him at some point. It will come tomorrow, but it will be too late. Wake Forest plus 8 over Clemson.
If you can get the plus 8, you've won. Seeing a bunch of 7.5s or 7s out there now. So,
see, I make my picks on Friday morning. I don't know. I can't tell if the line moves by a half point in a couple hours when I make the pick. I do the I'm from the Beano Cook philosophy.
Hey,
whatever USA Today says on Wednesday is the point spread we go by.
And that's fine. Even the open wasn't there. But that's fine. Whatever gets you through the night. I'm going back to your guy, Mr. Richardson to come up with a big effort against the upstart Tennessee Volunteers. You're looking at a guy who's been very efficient in Hendon Hooker of the Vols, completing about 70% of his passes, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. Still, I'm looking at Florida that has absolutely dominated this series over the last decade, 9-1, and I'm getting... getting some points here. I am looking for the opportunity to take advantage of a sizable point spread of the what was a strong Florida team to start. I think they rally here, and they're getting either 10.5 or 11, depending on where you're looking. That's up a full field goal from its open.
Ooh, that's a lot. So that's a long way to move. That's a long way to move.
Well, that was Florida was good. Coming into the season, there were hope, and then they got really excitable, as you did and so many others did, with potential Heismans crashing the party. And so, yeah, where they are now versus where they were when Richardson was starting to set things on fire, it's a long way, but I think they climbed back some of it this week against the Vols.
You know, it's funny because Bino and I would actually have that conversation when he would pick the games, and I would go, Bino, he would say, whatever the USA Today point spread is on Wednesday morning, I get the paper. That's the spread I go with. I'm like, okay, Bino, that's fine. That's what we'll do.
Well, you know, that's only 2.5, 3 days. I mean,
Twitter at @Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome got our NFL picks coming up on the way. But also, how do we see Brady versus Rodgers? We got that next. This is Fox.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.